我们感谢主，我们又一次来到他的面前。
We thank the Lord that once again we come before His presence.
我们要读到何西俄书的第十章的当中。
Yes, we're in the middle of Hosea chapter 10.
我们看到在何西俄书的里头。
We see that in this book.
神借着何西俄先知，一面是带出神公义的责备和警告。
On the one hand, through the prophet Hosea, God brings forth His righteous requirement and also His warning.
另一方面，神也给我们看见他性情里边最感动人的那一份。
On the other hand, we're able to see the nature of God, which greatly moves us.
像那些悖逆的神的百姓，还存着一个没有更改的。也不能更改的爱。
That is the love which He has toward those who rebels against Him, the love which will not change and cannot change.
我们上一次已经看到，当神给他们各方面的警告的时候。
Last week we already saw as God reminded them from various ways.
他们应着景象不悔改，不回转。
Yet, their necks were hardened that they would not repent and would not return.
但是神没有马上把他们放在一旁。
Yet God did not quickly place them aside.
神仍然向他们说话。
God still speaks to them.
那我们今天晚上就从第十章的第九节接上去。
Now tonight we'll begin with chapter 10, verse 9.
虽然以色列人摆在神面前的那个光景实在是惹神的怒气的。
Even though the condition of Israel in the presence of God does bring upon God's wrath.
如果我们是神的话，我们老早就把他踢走了。
If we were God, we would long ago kick away Israel.
哪里会有神那么明显的管教来到，他们还是在那里逃避。
How could it be that when the punishment of God has come so evidently, yet they will still try to escape?
逃避到一个地步。
That they will still escape.
就算自己受更大的亏损，他也不肯转回来向着神。
To a point, even at the cost of a greater loss, they would not return and repent to God.
上第九节末了的那里说。
Just as it says at the end of verse 9.
他们对大山说，遮盖我们，对小山说，倒在我们身上。
At the verse 8, it says, they shall say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us.
我想这样的光景只有神才能忍受他们这样的悖逆。
I think in this kind of condition, only God Himself is able to bear such rebellion.
刚才我说，如果是我站在神的地位，我早就把他们踢走了。
I just mentioned that if I was in the position of God, I would kick them out long ago.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神是神，我是我。
God is God and I am me.
他的恩惠和怜悯远超过我们所能想象的。
God's grace and mercy is far exceeding more than we can imagine.
他的忍耐和等待也确实超过我们所能想象的。
And His patience in the waiting is also far exceeding more we can imagine.
那我们从第九节接下去看的时候。
Now as we continue verse 9.
我们还是看见神在那里说一些话是好像对这个悖逆的百姓还存着一个盼望。
We can still see the words which God speaks to this people. It still seems to have hope for this rebellious people.
换一句话来说，还对他们留下一个机会。
In other words, God is still giving them this chance.
因为神在第九章里边继续说话的时候。
Because as God continues to speak,
他就指出以色列人在神面前那个历史性的那些悖逆。
He points forth all the rebellion throughout the history of Israel.
他说以色列啊，你从基比亚的日子以来时常犯罪。
God says, Oh Israel, thou hast sinned from the days of Gibeah.
这是从前的事。
This is something that happened before.
那我们上次轻轻点了一下。
Now last time we lightly mentioned about this.
提到这一件事的时候，就好像把他们的历史带回四世纪的那个段日子。
When this event is mentioned, it seems like God is bringing them back into the days of the period of Judges.
四世纪的下半段里面所提出来的头一件事。
The second half of Judges, the first thing which it mentions.
那就是这么一回事。
It's this event at Gibeah.
整个以色列都动起来。
All of Israel uprose.
做什么呢？
What did they do?
要对付便雅悯。
They all dealt against the tribe of Benjamin. Why?
因为便雅悯做了太不成样子的事情。
Because the tribe of Benjamin have done something that was too much.
但是我们看到以色列的众人这一边。
But when we see on the other tribes of Israel,
我们又看到另外一面的光景。
We can see another condition.
便雅悯的确是太说不过去。
Yes, Benjamin did too much.
但是以色列人的会众也不见得他们做的是很准确。
Likewise, the rest of the congregation of Israel did not seem they have done accurately either.
那便雅悯人在那里是放纵情欲维护自己。
The tribe of Benjamin was fulfilling their own lust.
而以色列的全会众又在那里要表现自己，仍然那个结果还是把神放在背后。
Likewise, for the rest of the tribe of Israel, they wanted to manifest themselves. The same result would be to put God behind their backs.
当神用着先知提到基比亚的事情的时候。
Therefore, when the Lord used the prophet to mention about this event at Gibeah,
整个的以色列在神的面前都没有让神得着一个准确的地位。
It tells us of the fact that the entire nation of Israel did not give the proper position to God.
他们在神的面前仍然以为神管不着他们。
Before God's presence, they still thought that God cannot rule over them.
所以我们记得以四世纪里头的那个特点，就是说。
So we remember the special point of the book of Judges.
那是以色列中没有王。
In those days, there was no king in Israel.
个人任意而行。
Everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
每一个人都做自己的王。
Everyone was their own king.
每一个人都坚持自己的对。
Everyone insisted on their right.
神的律法在他们中间好像没有效力。
It seems as if the law of God had no effect on them at all.
神的自己当然也就是没有地位。
Of course, God himself had no position then.
但是他们还没有觉得这个事情的严重。
Yet they still did not feel the severity of this condition.
我们不回到四世纪那边去看那些事情。
Now we won't go back to the book of Judges to look at this event.
我们是盯在何西俄先知说话的时候以色列的光景。
But let's focus on the condition of the people of Israel when the prophet Hosea spoke.
他们在神的面前所显露出来的。
What is the condition which they manifest?
他们根本没有把神放在他们眼里。
That is, they did not even have God in their eyes.
神说啊。
So God says,
你们的堕落是从基比亚开始。
You have sinned from the days of Gibeah.
但现在你们的光景还是在基比亚的日子的那种情形。
Yet your condition today is still as the days of Gibeah.
你们现在仍然以为神不会来对付你们的。
You still feel as if God's punishment would not come upon you.
你们仍然以为你们可以随着你们自己的意思要做这个做那个。
You still feel you can do according to your own will, this or that.
但是神在那里说。
But God says,
时间到的话我一定会处置你们的。
When the time comes, I will deal with you.
神指出他们两个很严肃的问题。
God points out there are two sins.
神现在还能容忍。
God will still forbear for now.
但是神不会永远容忍。
But God will not forever forbear.
所以神在这里一面是说出他们在神面前的那一些愚昧和无知。
So here on the one hand, God points out to them their foolishness and ignorance.
一面也宣告神的惩治早晚要来。
On the other hand, God proclaims his punishment will come sooner or later.
那么神说他们什么呢？
Now what did God say about them?
神说他们为了两样的罪所缠。
God says that it is for their two sins.
那究竟是哪两样的罪呢？
Now what are these two sins?
好像何西俄书没有很明显给我们看到。
It seems like the book of Hosea did not show us very clearly.
但是神在上文已经说了。
But in the text, God has already spoken it.
他们为了那两样事情来
And they were entangled by these two sins.
那我们从上文, 我们看到,
we can see in the text. The first entanglement is political.
第二件事情是宗教上的,
and the second matter is religious.
那政治上的是什么呢?
What is it that is political?
他们好像在那里
It seems like they're trying to use their own political power and poise.
这边要抓住埃及来做他们的,
on the one hand, they want to hold on to Egypt as their help.
这边又抓住亚述来做他们的帮助.
On the other hand, they also want to hold on to Assyria to be their help. Brothers and sisters, you realize,
那一段时间,
during that period,
埃及跟亚述是两个当时的强国。
Egypt and Assyria were both strong nations during that time.
巴比伦还没有兴起来。
The Babylonians did not rise to power yet.
这两个强国的当中夹着的就是以色列。
So in the middle of these two nations is Israel.
以色列好像是当时两大势力的那一个圆冲点。
It seems like the focal point of these two powers were on Israel.
所以站在他们当时的地理的位置,
so geographically at that time,
两个强权都想要拉拢他,
these two powers want to ally with Israel.
他也就借着这样的一种形式, 两面都讨好。
It was also under this political situation that Israel wanted to please both parties.
但事实上又不两面,
yet at the same time, they were not sincere with either party.
应付着两面,目的只是保护他自己。
The reason they dealt with both parties was to protect themselves.
那如果按照人来说,
now according to man,
这样做有错吗?
There's nothing wrong with doing this.
现在的,现, 一直到现在来说, 国家与国家之间的这个外交上的利益也不是围绕着这样的光景了。
Even until today, the relationship between two nations also surrounds such dealings with each other for their own benefit.
在人的眼睛看来的时候, 他们这样做没有什么大不了。
In the sight of man, by doing it in this way, there's nothing wrong.
但是问题就出在哪里呢?
But where is the problem?
问题出在他们叫做以色列。
The problem is because they are Israel.
弟兄姊妹们什么意思?
Brothers and sisters, what do I mean?
以色列,我们不说他的名字的意思。
Now we won't even go into the meaning of Israel.
我们要留意的,他们称为以色列的这一批人和神的关系。
But this group of people that are called Israelites and their relationship with God.
他们在地上活着的时候,他们蒙福和是受祸,不是根据他们
In, as they live on earth, whether they are blessed or in woe, it is not according to their geographic place. What is it based on?
是根据他们和神的那个关系,准确不准确,正常不正常。
It is solely based on their relationship with God, if it is correct or not, normal or not.
我们一直读旧约的,特别是那个, 以色列国的历史一直到他,从他们建国一直到灭亡。
When we read the history in the Old Testament, especially history of Israel when they were established and when they were destroyed.
我们常常提起一个很关键的事实。
Many a times we mention this crucial fact.
他们的强大或者说他们的衰弱,
when they are strong or when they are weak.
是根据什么?
What is that based on?
笼统的来说是根据 生命记,
In general, it is based on Deuteronomy.
具体的来说是根据他们和神的关系正常不正常。
Practically, it is based on their relationship with God, if it's normal or not.
更具体一点呢,就是根据他们用什么态度来接受神的律法。
To be even more practical, is what is their attitude toward receiving the law of God.
那换一句话来说,
In other words,
那就是神在他们当中的地位。
That is the position of God in their midst.
或者说他们向神的那个态度。
Or their attitude towards God.
那现在弟兄姊妹你可以看到了。
Now brothers and sisters, you can see.
他在那里耍那个外交手段。
When they are using these political schemes with their neighbors.
当然在历史上并不成功。
Of course, in history you can see they did not succeed.
但是糟糕的是什么呢?
But what is trouble is,
他们这样的耍弄, 人的手段。
When they use man's schemes in this way.
那个结果是把他们自己放在一个不信的地位。
The result is they place themselves in a position of unbelief.
把他们自己放在一个不以神为依靠的地位。
By doing that, they place themselves in a position where they do not trust in God.
那这个是在上文神指出他们去跟亚述眉来眼去的一个责备。
This is a rebuke which God gave them in the text before here when they had dealings with Assyria and gave them gifts.
那这是他们头一样在神面前过不来的事。
This is the first thing they had God had against them.
那个性质就是不信靠，不信。
The nature of that problem, that issue is that unbelief. They did not trust in God.
第二件事情呢？
Now the second matter.
那是宗教上的。
That has to do with religion.
我们看何西和书的时候，我们不是接二连三的看到神责备他们有几句话是很严肃的。
We can see throughout the book of Hosea when God rebukes them, there are several words, verses that are very severe.
神说他们的祭司增加，他们就越发犯罪。
God says that their priests increase to sin.
他们增加祭坛，就在神面前取罪。
Now, likewise, they increase their altars to sin.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们用正常的情形来看的话，我们没有办法能了解，怎么祭司增加了，还会犯罪多起来呢？
Brothers and sisters, under normal situations, we cannot imagine these words. Why would it be that there are more altars, there are more sin there?
怎么祭坛增多了，还会在神面前取罪呢？
Why is it that it is more priests to sin?
那弟兄姊妹，如果按照一般的常情来看的话，
Now, brothers and sisters, in a general situation,
你说祭司越多了，不是表达他们很兴旺吗？
The more priests they are, wouldn't that represent more prosperity?
祭坛越多，不是表达他们对神很热很热心吗？
The more altars there are, would that not represent the more zeal they have toward God?
弟兄姊妹们，当我们真的懂得以色列和神的关系的时候，
But brothers and sisters, when we realize the relationship Israel has with God,
我们懂得以色列他们所增加的祭司和祭坛的实在的光景。
When we truly know the true condition of the increase of the priest and altar before God,
你绝对不怀疑神说话说的那么重。
We will not doubt then why God's words are so severe.
他们的确是祭司增加就增加了犯罪。
Indeed, the more priests they have, the more sin they have.
他们的确是祭坛增多，就也在神的面前与神过不去更甚。
Indeed, they do increase their altars to sin.
因为他们的祭司不是耶和华的祭司。
That is because their priests are not priests of the Lord God.
他们并没有按照摩西的律法在神的面前来侍奉敬拜神。
The priests did not according to the law of Moses to sacrifice and serve the Lord God.
他们所敬拜的、所侍奉的，当时来说，那真的是多彩多姿了。
At that time, the priests indeed served many idols.
除了一个名字称为耶和华的金牛犊以外，
Besides these golden calves, by name is called the Lord God.
还有许许多多的巴利。
There are many, many Baals.
还有许许多多外邦的神。
There are many idols.
这许许多多称为祭司的都不是耶和华的祭司。
Now all these so-called priests are not priests of the Lord God.
所增加的祭坛都不是耶和华的祭坛。
Likewise, the altars that increase are not altars of God.
我们老早就提过了。
We have mentioned this before.
如果你说要看祭坛的话，
If you say you want to look at the altar,
那个神给他们只有一个祭坛。
There is only one altar which God gave them.
那就在耶路撒冷。
And that's in Jerusalem.
但是在以色列地，
Yet in the land of Israel,
我们上一次已经看到了，
We saw this last time,
几乎高山上青翠树下都有神像在那里。
Whether it be on the hills or under the green trees, there were these images, statues there.
那所以这个两个事情你摆出来的时候，
Therefore, when you place these things forth,
弟兄姊妹，虽然是不同的两种光景，
even though there are two different conditions,
但是却是一个实际。
But yet it is one reality.
什么实际呢？
What reality is that?
不信。
That is unbelief.
说的具体一点呢？
To be very practical,
拒绝神。
They reject God.
弟兄姊妹们，难怪。
Now, brothers and sisters, that is why
以动神的怒气是到了那么高的光地步。
It has provoked the wrath of God to such a great extent.
如果我们稍微体会到当时他们这样的也动神的怒气。
Now we somewhat understand to the degree which they provoked the anger of God.
啊，你绝不会想到神还在那里忍耐他们。
You cannot imagine the fact that God still has patience for them.
那当神是这样指出他们的亏欠的时候。
When God points forth their shortcoming in this way,
神也就说了。
God also says,
他要兴起列邦来攻击他们。
He will raise up the nations to attack them.
如果他们继续是这样的下去的话。
If Israel continues in this way,
那没有办法，神就允许列邦来给他们压制了。
God has no other way but to let the nations oppress them.
这个也是他们跟神立约的时候，在申命记上边神说得很清楚的。
This is also the covenant which they made with God in Deuteronomy that was clearly spoken.
如果你们敬畏神，
If they fear God,
敌人从七条路来攻击你们。
If the enemy come and attack you,
对不起，敌人从一条路来攻击你们。
If their enemy come attack you one way,
他们要从七条路来败走。
They will scatter seven ways.
如果你们不敬畏神的话，
If Israel does not fear God,
敌人从一条路来攻击你们。
If the enemy comes attack them in one way,
你们要从七条路逃跑。
Israel will scatter seven ways.
那生命记上的话是说的那么清楚的。
The words in Deuteronomy are very clear.
那所以神在这里说到你们这种光景，那个最后的结果一定是招致列国来把你们压制。
Therefore God says, in this condition, if you continue, the nations will come and oppress you.
但是我们真的是很难体会神的那一份感情。
Yet it is very hard for us to fathom the emotion of God.
弟兄姊妹，你用人的情绪来看这一段话。
Brothers and sisters, if we use man's emotion to look at this passage,
你说这段话说到这里的时候，
you say when these words, this passage continue and continues,
如果你还有话要说，
if there are still any more words to say,
话还没说完，
if the words does not end,
那你继续说下去的话是什么话？
And if you continue in this line of thinking, what do you say?
我想弟兄姊妹，你从想象里边能想象得到。
I believe, brothers and sisters, you can just imagine.
那个火气就越来越猛。
The wrath, the anger will get more and more.
那个愤恨就越来越明显。
The wrath will be more intense and more evident.
但是稀奇的很。
But very amazingly.
神这种先知说话说到这里，好像应当是忍无可忍的光景了。
God speaks through the prophet and continues to speak to this point. It seems like he cannot forbear any longer.
因为他们的确是完全没有给神留下余地。
Because indeed Israel did not give any ground at all to God.
神指出他们那两样的罪过，每一样都是没有给神留下余地。
These two sins which God points out of Israel, in both of them,they did not give any ground to God.
如果神在他们身上气下去，神也有道理。
Even if God were continue to be angry with them, God has his reasons.
如果是人的话，那这个气是一定是往上涨了。
If it would be for man, this anger would continue to grow and grow.
但是你没办法想象。
But we cannot imagine.
神说话说到这里的时候，
God speaks to this point.
好像他的话立刻就转了一个角度。
It seems as if God's words continue,
而且是转得那么的快。
Suddenly turned to another point.
又转得那么的激烈。
And it is so intense to other extreme.
用我们领会的话来说，就是180度的转。
In the words we can understand, it's a 180-degree turn.
因为接下去你就看见神说的话，完全不一点火气都没有了。
Because we see the words God continues to speak, seems like his anger is gone.
那神说什么话呢？
What does God say?
神好像在那里说到他对以色列的那一个盼望。
It seems as if God's telling us his hope for Israel.
好像神在那里诉说过去神选召以色列的时候，神的在以色列人身上的那个心意是怎么样。
It seems as if God is expressing his heart, his desire, and his hope for Israel when he called them.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神怎么一下子话就转到那边去了呢？
How could it be God's word suddenly turned this way? Chapter 11.
以法莲是纯良的母牛犊，喜欢采谷。
Verse 11, and Ephraim is as a heifer that is taught.
啊，我将那个确实不需要加上去，这个翻译上的这个字翻的三傻文就不接了。
And love is to tread out the corn.
我将恶加在她肥美的颈项上。
I passed over upon her fair neck.
我要使以法莲拉套。
I will make Ephraim to ride.
犹大必耕田。
Judah shall plow.
雅各必耙地。
And Jacob shall break his clods.
弟兄姊妹，你说这些话都是好话。
Brothers and sisters, you say these words are good words.
我不知道那个小字里面说那个拉套说是被骗，我翻好多个版本，我都没有看到有哪一个版本把它翻成被骗。骑马的骑，对不起。不过在上文有一个同样的意思。
This is when God will make Ephraim to ride.
不过你看到他这几句话里面，你很清楚的看到。
In these words of God, you can clearly see.
神选召以色列的时候，神是要使用以色列的。
When God called Israel, God is to use them.
如果用着这里的话来说。
If we use these words here,
神是要用着以色列来生产。
God is to use Israel to produce.
并且生产到一个什么田地呢？
To produce to what degree?
丰收。
That is to abundant harvest.
弟兄姊妹，你了解这个意思吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand this meaning here?
神要用着以色列来按照神的心思来生产。并且要达到丰收的地步。
God's intent is for Israel to produce, even produce to abundant harvest.
那我们就要来问了。
Now we must ask them.
神用他们生产什么呢？
What is God to use them to produce?
他们真的是一条牛？
Are they truly as a heifer?
这真的是可以那个种田长出谷子来？
That they can plow and bring forth a harvest?
不。
No.
我们领会主说到他这样选召以色列的时候，神的安排。
We know God's choosing of Israel and what His arrangement is.
那弟兄姊妹可以从出埃及记的里边，你看到神和以色列的那个关系是怎么显明出来。
Now, brothers and sisters, we can see the relationship of God and Israel when God called them out of Egypt in Exodus.
特别是他们出了埃及，来到西乃山。脚下的时候
especially when they left Egypt at the foot of Mount Sinai.
我跟弟兄姊妹们读出埃及记的时候，我特别提醒弟兄姊妹们不要忽略19章里边的这一段历史。
When we read Exodus, I have specially mentioned to brothers and sisters, do not be careless about the history in Exodus chapter 19.
因为这一段的历史不仅是对以色列很重要。
Because that part of history is not only important to Israel,
并且对全地的人都是很重要
but also extremely important to all the people of the world.
因为这个是神在旧约的时候发表他永远的旨意的一次很明显的宣告
Because that is a very clear proclamation of the eternal will of God in the Old Covenant.
弟兄姊妹记得
Brothers and sisters, you remember,
神对摩西说了然后就让摩西告诉全以色列人
God spoke to Moses and told Moses to tell all the congregation of Israel
告诉以色列人一件事情
to tell the Israelites one thing
你们如果实在听从我的律例和和典章
If you do obey my commandments and statutes,
神就以他们做属他的子民
God will be a God to them. They will be a people belonging to God.
神就在那里宣告说
God proclaims her
神为什么这样安排呢
Why God made this arrangement?
神说因为全地都是我的
God says because the whole world is mine.
那全地都是神的那跟以色列被选召成为属神的子民又有什么关系呢
Now with this proclamation, since the whole land is God, what relationship does that have with God calling Israel?
我们记 九章，出埃及记十九章那里，神接上去就说了一很严肃的事。
We remember in Exodus 19, God continues on with a very strict proclamation.
你们要成为祭司的国度。
You shall be a royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做祭司的国度
？Brothers and sisters, what is a kingdom of priests?
我们常常提这个事实。
We mentioned this many times.
祭司的国度。
This is a kingly priesthood.
不是一个人在那里做祭司。
It is not one person to be a priest.
是整个以色列民族在那里做祭司。
But it's the entire nation of Israel. They're all to be priests.
那以色列整个的民族做祭司干什么呢
？What is the kingdom of Israel to be priests for?
他为什么人做祭司呢
？Why is it there to be priests?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你读下去你就知道。
When we read on, we'll discover.
神先在那里宣告说，全地都是我的。
God says.Previously, that the whole land is his.
然后就说你们就做成为祭司的国度。
And God tells them that they're to be a kingdom of priests, to be a holy nation.
那做什么呢
？To do what?
把全地都带回神的面前来。
It is to bring the whole land back before God.
所谓全地就不单是指着那个地，也是指着地上面的众民。
This whole land does not only represent the land itself, but the people of the land.
弟兄姊妹，当我们都看到这个事实的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we see that truth,
那岂不是非常明显的把神那永远的旨意在那里做了一个很简单的、很最原始的发表吗
？Is that not an expression, a brief, a very concise expression of the eternal will of God there?
这一个发表不就是以弗所书第一章里边所提到的
？That proclamation is also mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1.
照着神的旨意，在所定的日，在日期满足的时候，叫天上地上一切被造的都在基督里同归于一。
That in the fullness of time, in the dispensation, that according to the will of God, all things will be gathered and summed up together as one in Christ.
那么这个在基督里同归于一的事实从什么地方开始呢
？So where is this to begin to gather all things and sum them up as one in Christ？
从我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人的身上开始。
It is to begin with us, those who have hope in Christ。
用说你把新约里边的这个以弗所跟旧约的那出埃及记，你比对比一下，你看到。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we compare to this in Exodus 19 and in Ephesians chapter 1, we can see
一个相同的事实在哪里
a same fact there.
一个相同的工作方法在哪里
It is the same principle in which God works.
一个相同的目的在哪里
a same purpose.
我们感谢赞美我们的主
We praise and thank our Lord.
当我们能从神永远的旨意这个角度来看以色列的被选召
When we're able to see the calling of Israel from this eternal purpose of God,
我们就能看见，当神选召以色列的时候，神整个的心思都放在他们的身上。
We can see the entire heart of God is placed on Israel.
他要叫他们去能成为神手中合用的器皿。
God desires for them to be a useful vessel in His hand.
所以以色列有许许多多的愚昧和无知
Even though Israel was so foolish and ignorant
神用怜悯在那里忍耐他们
God has mercy to have patience for them
神用恩典在那里扭转他们
With grace, God turns them
但弟兄姊妹们神的怜悯和恩典不是没有底线的
But brothers and sisters, God's grace and mercy is not boundless
也可以这样说
It's not without boundary.
神对人的容忍不是不限制的。
It is not without boundary.
这一点我想弟兄姊妹们完全能掌握的。
I think brothers and sisters can grasp this.
你只要问一下为什么有挪亚的洪水你就知道了。
When we know to ask the question, why is there Noah's flood?
你只要问一下神为什么把律法赏赐给以色列人你也能领会
If we were to ask questions like why did God give Israel the law
就是到了新约满了神的恩典显露的时候
Even in the days of the new covenant when the grace of God is revealed
神也没有隐藏那个将来的审判
God did not hide for us that judgment to come
用什么这些事情都是叫我们看到
Brothers and sisters all these things show us
神怜悯人
God has mercy on man
神 忍耐人。
God has patience for man.
但是神的忍耐和怜悯是给人机会去悔改。
But God's patience and mercy is to give us a chance to repent.
回转到神的面前。
And to return to God.
让神恢复他们回到神起初的定义。
To restore us back to the original purpose of God.
但是如果人在这一方面不体会神的心意。
But with man's side, if we are not mindful of God's heart's desire.
一直以为神是好好欺负的。
And we think God is good and we can pick on him.
一直把神逼到神的底线去。
And we continue to force God to the end.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你就看见在那一个底线上面神就要显露他的公义了。
Well, you can see then that bottom line is reached. God will manifest His righteousness.
那是弟兄姊妹，你留意到，
当
神这样的对以色列最末后来说话的时候
，Take note, even as God speaks these last words to Israel.
弟兄姊妹记得的，何西阿说话的时候，距离以色列的被掳。只有三四十年。
Brothers and sisters, remember, during this period of time, it is about 30, 40 years before the captivity of Israel.
我们可以很清楚地看到，这是神给以色列最后的机会。
This is the last chance which God gives Israel.
我们留意第一章一开头说到是哪些人做王的时候和西俄说话，你就知道那个时间。是什么时间？
Brothers and sisters, remember at the beginning of Hosea chapter 1 when it talks about who was in reign during that time, we know the time that was left to Israel.
在这样的光景的底下，
under this condition,
神还没有让他的怒气发作。
God did not allow for his anger to express.
神还在那里好像一个做母亲的在那里哄小孩一样。
God is still as a mother trying to appease the child.
巴不得他的孩子能体会到母亲的心思而脱离他的愚昧。
So that the child would understand the heart of the mother to depart away from their foolishness.
所以弟兄说你听到主所说的话是说的那么直接的。
Therefore, we can see the word of the Lord is so direct here.
主说话虽然是借着何西阿来发表，但是没有转弯抹角的。
Even though God is speaking through Hosea, he did not turn any corners.
直接就说了。
God directly spoke.
你留意十二节他怎么说。
Pay attention to verse 12.
你们要为自己栽种公义。
Sow to yourself in righteousness.
就能收割慈爱。
Reap in mercy.
他指出他们该选择的方向。
God points forth the direction which they should choose.
他给他们指出他们该选择的道路。
God tells them the path they ought to choose.
你们不要以为过去你们拜金牛犊，你们接受那个巴利，你们用别样来代替耶和华神。
Do not think that you worship the golden calves, you worship the Baals, you use other idols to take the place of God.
那一条路是正路。
That is the right way.
尤其是用金牛犊来代替耶和华。
Especially to use the golden calves as the Lord
God. 你保留耶和华的名，但是却不是耶和华本身。
By name, you keep the name the Lord God, yet it is not the Lord himself.
好像是跟耶和华有关系的事物，但却是代替耶和华。
It seems as these things have to do with the Lord God, yet they took the place of the Lord God.
在这里说，你们不要以为这个路可以继续往前走。
God tells them, do not think you can go on this way anymore.
你们必须要留意。
You must pay attention.
你们这样做的时候结出的果子是什么？
What you do in this way, you must realize what the fruit it brings forth.
不是公义。
It is not righteousness.
不是圣洁。
It is not holiness.
不是讨神的喜悦。
It is not to please God.
你们只是在那里满足自己。
But you're only satisfying yourself.
所以上说，你们不要再做那个事情。
No longer to do that.
你们要为自己栽种公义。
But to sow to yourself in righteousness.
你们栽种公义下去。
If you sow in righteousness,
你们所种的果子就是慈爱。
Then you will reap in mercy.
你们所种的是公义，就是你们要活出神公义的性情来。
To sow yourselves in righteousness is to live out the holiness of God.
那么你们收割回来的呢？那是神给你们的 慈爱。
Therefore, what you reap is the mercy which you receive from God.
那这个话是说得很清楚。
Now, these words are very clear.
弟兄姊妹，人在神面前蒙恩。
When we are blessed with grace before God,
绝对不是因为他们做了多少宗教上的事物。
It is absolutely not because how much religious ritual they have done.
而是因为他们在神的面前活在准确的里头。
But it is because they have lived accurately, correctly before God.
什么叫做在神面前准确呢？
Now what does it mean to live accurately before God?
按照神的心意来活。
To live according to the will of God.
按照神的话语来跟随。
To live, to follow according to the word of God.
不因着人的道理或是人的鼓吹而用别样来代替耶和华神。
Not because of the doctrine of man or the pressure of man that we use other things to take the place of the Lord God.
也不要追求高兴热闹而离弃了那一位救他们的神。
Not to pursue after the excitement to depart away from the Lord God who have saved them.
那弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, that is extremely serious.
那所以神对他们说。
So God says to them.
这个话很有意思。
These words are very meaningful.
如果我们细细体会的时候。
If we look carefully.
你会领会的。
We will understand this.
因为接下去主说。
Because the Lord continues to say.
现今正是寻求耶和华的时候。
For it is time to seek the Lord.
现今。
Now,
什么叫做现今?
What is now?
明天不叫做现今, 现今。
Tomorrow is not now, tomorrow is not today.
昨天也不叫做现今。
Yesterday is not today.
昨天已经过去了,你追不回来的。
Yesterday is gone, we cannot come back and take it.
明天还没有来到,那你根本就没有办法去使用它,或者说,要做怎么的安排。
Tomorrow is not yet here, you cannot use it, and you cannot make any plans.
只有现在。
Only now.
现在是在你手上可以用的。
Now is the time at present that you can use.
现在是你能在那里做出决定要带出行动的。
And today, now is the time you can decide and take action.
明天还是还太遥远。
Tomorrow is still far away.
不解决问题。
It does not solve the problem.
昨天已经跑掉了。
Yesterday has gone.
你追不回来了，没机会。
We cannot take it back. There's no more chance.
现在是机会。
But now is the chance.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到现在是机会的
Brothers and sisters,
这样的一件事的时候
When we see the fact that now is the chance,
你立刻就会体会。
Immediately we'll understand.
这个现在是非常短促的。
Now, today is very short.
这个现在不是很长。
Now it's not a very long period of time.
如果长久就不叫现在。
If it's a long period of time, it would not say the present now.
如果说是现在就不会很长久。
If it is now, the present is not a long time.
虽然这个现在也许是一秒钟。
Even though this now may be 1 second.
也许是一个小时。
Or maybe 1 hour.
也许就是今天。
Or maybe today.
但是这个现在绝对不可能包括明天。
But now the present would not include tomorrow.
哦，弟兄姊妹，当我们了解到这件事
，Brothers and sisters, when we understand this,
你晓得心里头的那个意念
，You will know the heart
是何等的迫切在那里等待他的百姓从心里头回转过来。
How anxious it is in the heart of God to wait for His people to repent and return to Him.
他说现在是什么
？God says now, what is the time for?
现在正是寻求耶和华的时候。
Now it is the time to seek the Lord.
你们要寻求耶和华。
You must seek the Lord God.
不要回到昨天去寻找。
Do not go back to yesterday.
昨天你用不上的了。
You cannot use yesterday anymore.
你没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with you anymore. It is past.
你要看昨天的话。
If you only look at yesterday.
你除了后悔以外，你没有别的。
Besides regret, you cannot do anything.
你不要要等明天。
Do not wait for tomorrow.
因为明天还没有到。
Because tomorrow is yet to come.
你做不出什么东西来。
You cannot do anything tomorrow.
你能做的是现在。
What you can do is now.
你能做的是今天。
What you can do is today.
你立刻就要下决心。
Immediately you must
be determined. 就要在那里有开始有行动。
Right away you must take action.
什么行动呢
？What action？
什么决心呢
？What determination？
耶和华
，to seek the Lord。
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是太清楚了。
This is very clear。
好长一段的时间。
For a longest period of time.
你们忘记了耶和华。
You have forgotten about the Lord God.
好长一段时间。
For a very long period of time.
你们用别样的偶像来代替耶和华。
You have used other idols to take the place of the Lord God.
长久以来。
For such a long period of time.
你们用金牛犊来贿赂自己的良心。
You have used the golden calves to bribe your conscience.
你们用对着金牛犊还以为自己在那里侍奉敬拜耶和华。
By serving and worship the golden calves, you believe that you are serving and worshiping the Lord God.
现在马上要停止。
Now that must cease right away.
立刻要停止。
It must immediately stop.
马上要转过方向过来。
Right away, you must turn your direction.
寻求耶和华。
To seek the Lord God.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
因为他不住地留意我们和他那个关系准确不准确。
Because God continues to notice if our relationship with him is correct or not.
正常不正常。
If it is normal or not.
我们的神在那里说到这些话的时候
When our God speaks these words
他不是只是在那里说一些原则性的东西
He is not only saying words of principle
他也说出很实际的东西了
He speaks things that are very practical
什么很实际的东西呢
How practical are they?、
弟兄姊妹你留意
Brothers and sisters pay attention
上文神说
God says
以法莲是母牛
Ephraim is an heifer
犹大要耕田
Judah will plow
雅各要耙地
And Jacob shall break his clods
那你们要好好的去生产
Now you have to sow yourselves well
要带出神的那个丰收出来
And to reap forth the abundant harvest of God
那么现在呢
Now
你就知道了
You know
你们该做的是栽种公义
You must sow to yourself in righteousness
等候收割慈爱
So you can reap in mercy
那什么时候有这事呢
When will this happen?
现在就开始
It starts now
你去寻求耶和华
It is time to seek the Lord
God 怎
么
寻求他呢
How do you seek after him?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
神指出一个具体的 路途来
God shows us a very practical map
你们要开垦荒地
Break up your fallow ground
等他临到
Till he comes
你们要开垦荒地
Break up your fallow ground
等他临到
Till he come
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
话语很简单
These words are very simple
内容很扎实
But the content is very concrete
你必须要看他们这个开垦荒地乃是说出他们在神面前那个属灵的光景
You must realize these words to break up your fallow ground speaks of their spiritual condition before God
因为从上文神是给他们说嘛
Because God says to them previously
你们要去耕种
You must sow
耕种那个公义
You must sow in righteousness
等候收割慈爱
So you can reap in mercy
那你怎么开始耕种呢
So how do you begin to sow
你必须要把那个田地弄好
You must break up the ground, cultivate the land
你们的田地老早就荒废了
Now this land has become desolate
荒废到一个地步
It has been so desolate
你现在去要种的话你还得要花好些的功夫
Even before you sow, you must do much work
因为你们那个田地已经成了荒地
Because the ground now has become desolate
弟兄姊妹我们留意了
Brothers and sisters, pay attention
如果神在这里说到他们整个属灵的光景是落到一个荒凉的那个地面
God has given us this picture of their condition spiritually that it has become desolate
那这是什么呢
What is that?
弟兄姊妹们你很清楚你可以知道
Brothers and sisters, you know very clearly
因为长久以来
Because for the longest period of time
他们跟神的关系说得好听一点就是若即若离
Their relationship with God is somewhat close but somewhat far
说得不好听就是他们带着一个敬拜侍奉神的假面具事实上却是用背来向着神
To put it in a bad way is that by name with a facade they're serving and worshiping God but in reality their backs are turned toward God
所以他们那一个田地就是
So their ground the ground
我们就说具体一点了
To be very practical That is the ground to their heart
他们心里头的那块田地
That is the fleshly ground of their heart
就成了荒地了
It has become desolate
那回到以色列地的地理环境
If we go back
来说这个
to the geography of Israel
那年我们去以色列
That year, one year we were in Israel
我们很明显的看到 以色列跟亚拉伯国家当中一个很显明的不一样的地方。
We can see in the land of Israel and in the Arabian nations a very vast difference.
在以色列这一边是青青绿绿的。
In the side of Israel, it is green and fertile.
在亚拉伯国家那一边都是黄黄干干的。
In the Arab countries, it is desolate and it is bare.
为什么？
Why?
长话短说。
To make it short.
不能说那么许多的过去的例子。
We cannot go into so much history.
那当以色列在神面前，神给他们复国了以后。
When God restored the nation of Israel.
那他们就在以色列地就真的是在那里开垦荒地。
In the land of Israel, they did fallow their ground.
在农作那一方面，他们有很大的成功。
In farming, they are very successful.
但是在以色列地种植有两个很大的困难。
But to farm, to plant in Israel, there are two difficulties.
第一个是水。水源的问题。
One is the source of water.
第二个是地土的问题。
The other difficulty is the land, the ground.
那到过以色列地的人都能了解。
If you have visited Israel, you understand.
他们基本上就是一条约旦河在那里流过。
Basically, there is the river Jordan that flows through.
当然有一点点的支流，但是那是支流又短又水量也不多。
Now, of course, there are some tributaries, but it is short and the water supply is not much.
说谈不到灌溉的。
So it's hard to cultivate without water.
死海的水也不能用。
And they cannot use the water from the Dead Sea.
只有加利利海那边的水可以用。
They can use water from the Sea of Galilee.
但是以色列立国了以后。
But yet, after the restoration of Israel.
他们用了好多的人力财力在那里。安排他们整个的灌溉的工程。
They have used much manpower and wealth to make the arrangements so they can cultivate the land.
这个是一件事情。
That is one thing.
另外一件事情。
And another thing.
弟兄姊妹也许记得。
You can also recall, brothers and sisters.
施浸约翰在约旦河给人施浸的时候。
When John the Baptist was baptizing in the river Jordan.
有好多那些法利赛人也来受浸。
There are many Pharisees who came to be baptized.
约翰就指着他们说话了。
John pointed to them and said,
哎呀，你们毒蛇种类，谁叫你们这样。
You are a generation of vipers. Why do you do this and that?
然后他就说了那么一句话。
And then John the Baptist said,
你们不要以为自己是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Do not think that you are the seed of Abraham.
神能从这个石头里面兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙来。
That God is able to raise for himself sons of Abraham from these stones.
如果我们到过以色列，我们就知道约翰说这句话的那一个地理的背景。
Now, if we have gone to Israel, we'll understand the geography background of these words from John.
如果弟兄说你没去过以色列的话，你也不必失望。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you haven't been to Israel, you don't need to be disappointed.
你如果看电视新闻的时候，你常常可以看到这种光景。
If you see on the news, many times you see these pictures.
你看到什么呢？
What do we see?
看到那些亚拉伯国家的人跟以色列的军队对抗的时候，他们就是捡石头扔嘛。
We can see that when the Arab nations and Israel and they're fighting, many times they throw rocks at each other.
你说怎么那么许多石头啊？
You say how come there's so many rocks there?
你没去到过以色列，你真的不相信。
It's really unbelievable if you haven't been in the land before.
遍地都是石头。
Rocks are everywhere in Israel.
你知道这个就可以了。
As long as we know that fact, it's not enough.
好了，现在在以色列地，你要把一个地，一个地把它整理，要成为一个可耕的地。
So now, if you want to break the ground where it can be useful to farm,
在别的地区你除草就差不多可以解决问题了。
And the other land, perhaps just removing the grass, you can start farming.
但在以色列地，你还得要除石头。
But in Israel, you still have to remove the rocks.
大大小小的石头。
Big and small stones.
满遍地都是。
Fill the land.
你不把它捡干净。
If you do not remove all the rocks.
你种地就不是一块好地。
Then it cannot be good ground to farm.
好，现在我们回到神跟以色列说的话。
Now we go back to the word which God says to Israel. You must break up your fallow ground, brothers and sisters.
怎么开垦荒地？
How do you break up this fallow ground?
除去野草。
To bring away, take away the wild grass.
拿走石块。
To remove all the stones.
把硬巴巴的那个泥头啊。敲得粉碎。
Now you must break up this hard, solid ground,
让它好,
so it's soft,
可以种植。
So that's tender to sow.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是种地的光景。
This is the condition.
如果那一块地是我们的心田。
Now if that piece of ground is our heart.
弟兄姊妹们, 你怎么去开垦这个荒地?
Brothers and sisters, how do you break up that fallow ground of our heart?
弟兄姊妹, 你回到当日以色列的那个情形。
Brothers and sisters, we'll go back to the condition of Israel at that time.
心里面所充满的。
All that fills their heart.
金牛犊。
The golden calves.
巴利。
Baal.
米勒公。
The Molech.
亚舍拉。
And that is the Ashwa.
一大堆的。叫得出名字叫不出名字的外邦的神。
All these idols that are pagan.
灵魂心里面所充满的。
And all that fills their heart.
是各种的淫乱。
Fornication.
贪婪。
Greed.
欺压。
Deceit.
人间所有的那些最糟糕的事情都满了。
And all the sinful nature fills their heart.
弟兄姊妹们，你要在这样的地上面来把它整理出来，来让它可以成为可耕之地。
Now, brothers and sisters, in order to break up this fallow ground so it can be cultivated and sowed upon,
啊，这是要付很大的代价。
Much price must be paid.
那神在这里就是说
，But God says here,
你们要付代价去整理。这个田地
you must pay this price to deal with this land.
要让你们可以栽种公义
so that you can sow righteousness.
来等候丰收慈爱
so that you can reap abundantly in mercy.
弟兄姊妹，人都在那里盼望丰收
Brothers and sisters, we all love abundant harvest.
但在丰收以前，你必须要流汗
But before the harvest, you must sweat and toil.
你不流汗的话，你就不可能有丰收
Without sweat and toil, you would not have the harvest.
人的天然就不喜欢这个次序
By nature, we don't like that order.
但是你真的是要活在那个自然的规律的里边
But indeed, we have to live in that natural law.
你必须要这样活
You must live in this order.
回到属灵的实际上面
When we go back to spiritual reality.
我们这个人在神面前要能完全给调转过来回到神的面前
Our person in the presence of God in order to turn and return to God
我们从里到外有许许多多需要受对付的事
Within and without there are so many things that need to be dealt with
这个叫做开垦荒地
This is to break up the fallow ground
荒地没有开垦好
If the fallow ground is not broken There cannot be farmed
你没办法种地
If you cannot sow on the land
你就不要盼望有收成
Then you will not have a harvest
这是很自然的
This is very natural
我们感感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在以色列快要被掳了。
Before Israel to be in captivity.
如果我们按照他们的历史来看，他们根本没条件去开垦荒地了。
If we look at the history of Israel, there's no condition for them to break the fallow ground. Do we not mention?
他们最短命的那个王朝一年都不到，只有一个月。
Even the shortest reign, they're not even 1 year, even only 1 month.
在那最后的那一段日子里头，他们政治的那个环境不住的在那里变动。
In their last days, the frequency of the change in the rule has been so constant.
但是每转变动一次那个政治的环境，他们对偶像的那个关系又深入一层。
Yet, in each change of their ruler, the more deeper they have gone into idolatry.
他们怎么能把那个荒地开垦过来？
How is it possible to break this fallow ground?
但神对他们仍旧没失望。
Yet God still has hope for them.
神说
God says,
你们开垦干地。
Break up your fallow ground.
你在那里栽种公义。
And to sow in righteousness.
好等候那个慈爱的丰收。
So that you can wait and weep in abundant mercy.
只要把荒地开好。
As long as you're willing to break up your fallow ground,
种按照神的心意去栽种公义
and to sow in righteousness according to the desire of God,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神在那里给他们一个保证。
God gives them this guarantee.
你说我们栽种公义，但是哪里能公义能不能长得出来？
You say we sow in righteousness, can righteousness be grown?
长不长出来，不在乎他们。
Whether the righteousness can grow or not is not dependent upon the sower.
但是这个心要根据他们。
But it is this heart is according to them to sow in righteousness.
他们有心是要栽种公义。
If they have a desire to sow in righteousness,
公义能长出来的那个责任是在神那。
Then the responsibility for the righteousness to grow is upon God.
说得很清楚。
So God says very clearly,
使公义如雨降在你们身上。
That he will rain righteousness upon you.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神的话太宝贝了。
The words of God are too precious.
如果神的话是这样说，
if God says this way,
使公义临到你们身上，
if righteousness will come upon you,
你就完了。
Then it is finished.
那是神的追讨。
That is God's chastening.
那是神的审判。
That is the judgment of God.
但神不是那样说。
But God did not say righteousness will come upon you.
你栽种公义，你盼望等候神的怜悯作为你们的丰收。
But if you turn and you sow yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy.
神就让公义好像雨一样临到你们。
Then God will rain righteousness upon you.
公义临到是为了滋润。
The rain will come to nourish.
是为了灌溉。
It is to cultivate the land.
不是为了水灾。
It is not for the flood.
他与雨临到你们。
That righteousness will rain upon you.
因为你们原来就是一个荒地。
It is because you are fallow ground.
干巴巴的。
It is dry.
石头地。
It is filled with stones.
长满野草的。
Filled with wild grass.
但现在，
But now,
神用公义如雨一样来滋润你们。
God will rain righteousness upon you to nourish you.
那个结果，
The result is,
就是等候收割慈爱。
So we will wait and weep mercy.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你留意，
pay attention.
当神说了这些话的时候，
when God speaks all these words,
你再回过头来回味，
if we go back and savor,
现在正是寻求耶和华的时候，
now it is the time to seek the Lord God.
你留意到神的心思的里边的那个光景，
you can see the condition of God's heart.
神在那里很迫切的等待，
very anxiously God is waiting.
对以色列来说，
to Israel,
这几乎是最后的机会，
this is the last chance.
我们真的不知道何西俄以后，
we don't know after Hosea.
神还兴起多少个先知来向以色列说话？
How many more prophets will God raise to speak to Israel?
有是有，
there are some,
但是不如何西俄说的那么的严格，又那么的带着恩典。
Not as strict as Hosea, and not filled with so much grace.
很可惜，
unfortunately,
在神的观察的里头，
in the examination of God,
在神的预先的知道的那个结果的里头，
in the foreknowledge of God.
以色列没有答应神这样的呼唤。
Israel did not answer such a call from God.
他们仍然是用背向着神来走他们自己要走的路。
They still turned their back toward God to go their own way.
所以下文就说到他们的那种光景。
So it says then their condition.
结果神就很清楚地在那里宣告，
God clearly then proclaims,
你们一定要给毁灭。
You will be utterly destroyed.
像什么毁灭呢？
To what degree?
他这里就提到一个好像撒勒曼在征战的时候拆毁伯雅比勒，将其中的母子一同甩死一样。
It is as the days of Salmon who spoiled Beth Arbel in the day of battle, the mother was dashed in pieces upon her child.
这段话是引出他们曾跟亚述打过仗。
This refers to the fact that they once fought with Assyria.
那亚述把他们一个城叫做伯雅比勒把整个的灭掉。
And the Syrians have completely destroyed the city of theirs, Beth Arbel.
很彻底的灭掉。
It was utterly destroyed.
神说，如果你们不趁着这个机会来寻求耶和华，你们的结局也都是如此。
God tells them, now is the time to seek the Lord. If you do not do so, that will be your end.
神说了那么严厉的话。
God has spoken such severe words.
但是一转到第十一章。
Yet when we turn to chapter 11,
你看到神又在那里说了。
We can see once again, God said,
我起初拣选以色列不是这样做安排的。
When I chose Israel, this was not the arrangement.
但是他们一再的在那里伤透了我的心。
But they have completely broken, hurt my heart.
弟兄姊妹用不着解说啊，你自己照着字面读下去，你就读到神的那个心情来。
Even without any interpretation, when we read it, we can feel the emotion of God.
他说以色列年幼的时候我就爱他，我就从埃及造出我的儿子来。
When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹注意这个。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
以色列还年幼的时候，神就看上了他。
When Israel was a child, God has his eyes on him.
神把他们从埃及领出来。
And God has called them and led them out of Egypt.
怎么领法？
How?
像儿子一样领出来。
As a son, God led them out as a
son. 这说出了神对以色列的那个心情上的关系。
This tells us of the emotion that God has, his feeling.
神把他们从埃及领出来的时候，
When God,
就像一个父亲看儿子一样来看他们。
When God led them out of Egypt, it was as the heart of a father toward his son.
这是神在这里带他们回到历史上面去认识神给他们的地位。
Here, God brings them back to history to show them the position which God has given them.
不单是一个地位的问题。
It's not only this
matter of position. 因为在这个地位 里面就包含了许许多多的神的信实。
Because upon this position, it includes also the faithfulness of God.
和神恩典的拣选。
And the grace of the choosing of God.
这许许多多一句话来说都是越过人的配的。
All this included, in brief, it is surpassing what man is worthy of.
弟兄姊妹，你留意以色列被造的时候。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention when Israel was called.
他们凭什么被造呢？
According to what can they be called?
按照他们当时的光景。
According to their own condition.
他们有什么条件被造呢？
What qualifies them to be called?
当然我们说
Of course we say,
因为他们是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的子孙。
Because they're the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
当然这个只能说是神的信实。
Of course we can only say that it's by the faithfulness of God.
但这个并不等于以色列在神面前准确。
But that does not mean that Israel was correct before God.
因为你读以撒出埃及记的时候
Brothers and sisters, when
你非常清楚的能看到。
Very clearly you can see.
那个时候在埃及的以色列人。
At that time, the Israelites in Egypt.
连他们祖宗的神是谁都不知道。
They did not even know the God of their fathers.
而连他们祖宗的神的名字叫什么都不知道。
They did not even know the name of the God of their fathers.
更谈不到他们神和他们的中间那个关系。
You do not even need to bring them the fact of their relationship between God and them.
你是这样的以色列民。
That is Israel.
他们凭什么在神面前蒙怜悯呢？
According to what can they receive mercy before God?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果说到蒙怜悯，他就是怜悯。
If it is receive mercy, they are mercy.
既然是怜悯，就不讲资格了。
If it is by mercy, then it is not by qualification.
就不讲他们配不配。
It is not a fact if they're worthy of mercy or not.
神的怜悯就是纪念他。
But he is mercy, that by mercy God remembers them.
并且纪念他们到一个这样的地步。
And God remembers them to this degree.
他们是儿子。
That they are son.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是神在以色列身上所显明的那一个光景。
This is the condition which God expressed upon Israel.
但是以色列怎么在神面前回应呢？
But what is their answer to God?
神在这里不晓得是要用着整个的历史来数点给以色列民来留意看看他们自己愚昧到一个什么的光景。
Would it be that God is using the entire history of Israel to point out to them how foolish they have become?
他说先知越发招呼他们，他们就越发走开。
It says that the more the prophets called them, the more they went away from him.
先知不说话。
If the prophets did not speak,
他们已经走开了。
They would already leave.
先知一说话。
The more the prophets speak,
指出他们的不准确来。
To point out what's wrong,
他们根本就不理会。
They did not pay any attention.
你越说我们不准确，我还要多走一点。
The more you say I'm wrong, the more wrong that I will go on.
这是以色列当时的情形。
And that is the condition of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，从耶罗波安设立了那个金牛犊开始。
Brothers and sisters, from the point Jeroboam set up
the golden calf. 你读《列王纪》也好，你读《历代志》也好。
Well, we read Kings,
all Chronicles. 你看到整个的北边以色列十个支派的这个国家。是越走越远，离开神越生疏。
We can see the northern kingdom of the ten tribes further and further they departed and went away from God.
说难怪神说，我用先知来招呼你们，你们就越发走开。
And that's why God says, I use the prophets to call after you. The more they call, the more you go away. 越
告诉你们不要离开耶和华神，你们就更火热的转上金牛犊，转上巴利，转上。外邦许许多多的偶像。
The more they tell you to not to serve the idols, the more you turn to the idols, the Baals, the pagan gods.
而他们落到这种光景的时候，我管教过他们。
When they're in this condition, I have disciplined
them. 但是他们一点不领会，我管教他们是为了要把他们调转。
They did not pay any attention. I disciplined them so they will return.
我还是用恩典来扶持着他们。
I still use grace to support them.
但是他们一点不领会。
Yeah, they did not pay any attention.
一点不领情。
And they did not take this to heart, brothers and sisters.
你站在何西俄先知的那个地位上来思想神借着他说出这样的一些话。
If we stand in the position of the prophet Hosea, as God is using him to say these words,
神说什么话呢？
What is God saying?
他说我用慈神爱说。
God says he is
牵引他们。
God says he drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love.
不过不错，神与说把他们牵住，对他们来讲好像他们受约束了。
Yes, God is leading them with bands, with cords. It seems as they're constrained.
但是神说这个绳这个索是慈是爱。
But God says this cord, these bands are of love.
慈神爱索来牵引他们，我要叫他们回转到正路上。
This is to draw them with cords of a man and bands of love to guide them back into the right way.
毕竟神说我就是在管教他们的时候，我也没有短缺恩典，不陪伴着他们。
Even as God is disciplining them, God says that I have still dealt with you with grace.
那结果
as a result,
神说了一个很伤痛的话。
God says these words that are very painful.
弟兄姊妹，留意第七节。
Pay attention, verse 7.
我的民偏要背道离开我。
And my people are bent to backsliding from me.
众先知虽然招呼他们归向至上的主，却无人遵从主。
Though the prophets call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him.
这是以色列当时的光景。
This is the condition of Israel.
这也是近代基督教的光景。
This is also the condition of Christianity today.
近代的基督教
Recent Christianity
从原则上来看，就像那时的以色列用许许多多好像跟神有关的事物来代替神。
In principle, it's just like Israel in those days. We're using many things that seem to have connection with God to take the place of God.
但是能看到这样的危险的人 不是太多。
But those who are able to see this danger, this crisis, is not many.
跟以色列当日的那个光景差不了多远。
It is very similar to the condition of Israel in those days.
因为你看到神的心实在难。
Brothers and sisters, and we indeed see how sorrowful the heart of God is.
我想我们再看 第八节。
Then if we continue to read verse 8,
你就留意了。
Then we can see.
以法莲啊，我怎能舍弃你？以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你？我怎能使你如亚玛？怎能使你如洗扁？我回心转意，我的怜爱大大发动。
How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Adma? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? My heart is turned within me, my repentance are kindled together.
弟兄姊妹们，神在那里已经宣告了，神的那个管教，神的鞭打要来了，但是神心里头的那个光景却是如此的相同。
God has already proclaimed his discipline will come, yet we can see here how much hurt there is in the heart of God.
我怎能舍弃你呢？
How can I give thee up?
我要把你交给外邦。
I have to deliver you to the Gentiles.
我不能不交。
I must do so.
哎呦，你们就跑到这样的一个地步。
Because that is what you have done.
但是你叫我怎么能割舍得上呢？
But how can I be so willing to do so?
我怎么能把你们弃绝了？
How can I deliver you?
我没有办法。
I cannot.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神这个心思真有点像主在十字架上所说的那一句话反映出来的。
The heart of God here, his emotion is just like the emotion that was reflected of our Lord on the cross.
主在十字架上说啊，我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？
When our Lord was on the cross, he cried out and said, My God, my God, why have thou forsaken me?
神甘心离弃他的儿子吗？
Would God be so willing to forsake his son?
神甘心掩面不看他的儿子吗？
Would God be willing to hide his face from him?
神不甘心。
God is not willing.
神不乐意。
God is not willing to do so.
但是因为神儿子背负上了人的罪孽。
But because the Son of God has bore all the iniquity of man,
神也只好忍心做一次。
So God can only do so once.
但是你懂得，
But we know, brothers and sisters,
神这样让他的儿子来承担人的罪的时候，
When God allowed for his son to bear the iniquity of man in this way,
实在非常非常不容易过。
It is extremely difficult for the heart of God.
这种心情，
This kind of heart and emotion,
当神要把以色列交给外邦人管教的时候，
When God is to deliver and hand Israel to the Gentiles,
神发表了一次，
God has manifested this emotion.
好像预先发表了将来神弃绝他的儿子的时候那一个更深一层的感情。
It is like he is a foreshadow that he is the emotion even deeper when he forsakes his son.
我怎能使你如亚玛，怎能使你如洗扁呢？
How shall I make thee as Adma? How shall I set thee as Zeboim?
亚玛跟洗扁
，For Adma and Zeboim
是索多玛跟俄摩拉邻靠邻近邻的一个城，
Now,
两个城。
These two cities are close to Sodom and Gomorrah.
而他们在索多玛、俄摩拉毁灭的时候，也一起给毁了。
These cities were also destroyed when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed.
但神在这里说出的时候，
But when God says here,
什么意思呢？
What is he saying?
如果我们回到当年的历史，
If we go back to the history,
索多玛、俄摩拉是主犯，
That Sodom and Gomorrah, they are the main criminals.
亚扁和亚玛跟洗扁是从犯。
Adma and Zeboim are co with them.
虽然他们从犯，
even though they're also criminals,
但是他们所有的事情是从索多玛那边起源的。
But all that they have done from a source of Sodom and Gomorrah, they were influenced by Sodom and Gomorrah.
那所影响出来的结果也叫他们一同毁灭。
The result of that influence also caused them to be destroyed.
神现在说以色列，
So God says Israel,
你们原来是耶和华的子民，
that you are the children of the Lord God.
拜偶像是那些外邦人。
It is the Gentiles who worship the idols.
你们受他的影响而落到这种光景。
You were influenced by them, and now you're in that condition.
让我不能不把你们放在一个很严厉的管教和鞭打的底下。
So I must place you in this position of extreme discipline and scourging.
虽然你们不是那个主犯
，and even though you're not the main criminal，
但是你就是作为一个从犯，也是没有办法逃脱。
But because you're also accomplice, so that you must also bear that result.
神说看到这种情形，他说我怎么能舍得你们呢？
So God says, in this condition, how am I willing to deliver you up?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神真的是舍不得以色列。
God is not willing to deliver them up.
他没有让他们上亚玛。西边也不让他们上亚玛。
He did not allow for them to be like Edma or Sibyl.
接下去你就看到。
When we continue on, we see.
神说。
God says,
我还给你们有机会。
I still give you a chance.
我还要把你们收回来。
I will still take you back.
管教过了。
After the discipline.
我还要把你们收回来。
I will still take you back.
我不能放弃你们。
I will not forsake you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们能站在神的那个位置上面来看，这样好了，进也不是，退也不是，对神来说真是两难。
If we see the position of God, he cannot go forward and he cannot go backwards. It is a very difficult position which God is in.
但是为了以色列的那个永远的前途，
But for the eternal future of Israel,
神也都肯心的来处理一下。
God must have his heart willing to deal with this.
但神虽然很肯心的处理一下。
Even though God was very determined to deliver them up.
当然神也把他自己那丰盛的感情流露出来。
But God also reveals to us the abundance of his emotion, his heart here.
叫我们认识什么叫爱属他的人。就爱他们到底。
Then we'll understand when God says, I will love them who belong to me to the end.
虽然神不能不处置他们。
Even though God must discipline them.
但神不永远放弃他们。
But God will not forever forsake them.
在那么严厉的时候。
In this severe time.
神仍然是把一个希望放在他们。
God continues to give this hope for them,
盼望他们听得进去,
desiring for them to listen to these words.
等到一天环境真的是叫他们感觉绝望的时候,
so that one day when they do feel very hopeless,
他们会想起叫他们有盼望的神,
so that they will recall and recall the God who gives them hope.
这是后话,
these are the words to come.
不过这其中一些话,
but in here,
何西俄在当时也说了。
Hosea also said these words.
我们今天晚上不能再多交通下去了。
We cannot continue on tonight.
我们下礼拜再交通那个部分。
We'll continue on with that part next week.
那也是大事。
That is also a great thing.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们能从何西俄的里边领会到一个丰富的感情的神。
From the book of Hosea, we're able to see a God who is very abundant in his emotions.
我们实在要敬拜他。
Indeed, we must worship him.
因为是他这样的一份性情。
Because it is his nature.
叫我们常常软弱失败的人在神的面前没有失去指望。
That we are oftentimes weak and fail that cause us to still have hope.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
我们祷告一下。
Let us